DJW Mobile.
10TR Mobile, Spartanburg.
You keeping the roads hot?
Keep toasty and warmed up for you. We already been over here and went to Sam's and are headed back home. And went to Lidl's too.
I was just headed out to Ingles to go get some groceries for the weekend. It's been a while since I've been grocery shopping. You know you have to do that every now and then, right?
But not on Friday. Unless you go real early.
Well, is it going to be crowded when I get there?
Usually everything's crowded on Friday, Dave, because these people that are paying our Social Security are all out there shopping for the weekend.
A weekly oscillation schedule, where our schedule is just is.
It's a bistable multivibrator. They're either working or they're eating.
That wants to. When Amy left to go to work today, she says, I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, me.
His wife is talking about retiring. He doesn't want her to retire for 2 more years.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, a plane going in. Yeah, we just seen a plane fly over the highway. So far, pretty stable. Not too many of those drivers that are nuts out here, but I got a tailgater coming up on me. I shouldn't have said that. And they walk among us.
Throughout, I see fewer and fewer tree stumps and roots and limbs on the side of the road. It looks like they are starting to make some good progress getting that stuff up.
How in God's name they ever got as much of it as it could, Dave. It's just crazy. But, there's a semi-truck up here, and everybody's wanting to get around him, so. And they're all ganging up on us now. We'll get around him here in a minute. Well, you don't have far to go if you're just going over to Ingles.
I'm coming up to 290, and there's a guy that's running off of 290 onto Rutherford, and he clipped right across my lane. Well, I thought we were going to have a head on there for a minute.
I mentioned, they not only walk among us, they, especially down here, they drive among us. Everybody's in a hurry, no matter what it is.
It'd be hard to replace this car. It's 2017, and it's got 25,000 miles on it. 2017. Doesn't get used much.
The Coleman that you're fixing up?
96, and it's got 38,000 miles. This is a 2017, and it's got 25,000 miles. I don't go out much.
Oh, and your Nissan, that's right. That's a beautiful car. Well, this one's got 20,307 on it, so we don't go out much either, Dave. It's cloudy and overcast. I guess it's going to rain starting tonight about 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
I'm out right now. I heard somebody talking about it on the radio earlier. I was working in the garage, and I can hear downstairs. It's not easy to get to the radio, but I can hear it. And I heard somebody say it's going to come early afternoon. So I said, well, you know what? I better stop doing this cleanup and go to the store.
It's on your old truck coming.
Really good. I was making a lot of progress, and then I had two trees in the backyard I wanted to take down really, really big. One of them had two trunks on it. It was about 4 feet at the base, and each trunk was about 2 feet in diameter. And the first guy I got to do that drop part of it on the deck. So I had to stop all my work, and now I've got a whole bunch of deck work to do. Then it got really cold, and I couldn't do that. So one thing and another, I got to get that taken care of before I jump back on the truck.
It's a shame. Boy, I'll tell you, those tree climbers got more guts than a packing house. They just, they climbed up that 100-foot tree in our backyard, and he let it down, every piece of it, with a rope. And the same company did the same thing for Amy, and they had about a 4-foot oak tree, and it was right up against the deck of their lake house. I mean, right against it, Dave, and it was 100-footer at least. And they didn't put a scratch on anything.
Link crew did mine. They were a lot better crew. But when they got down to about 40 feet, they cut off like two foot tall by 2 foot in diameter and just push it over the side. And I don't blame them. They're getting tired. And it takes a long time to tie off every single piece and let every single piece down one at a time. But they did really, really good. And they were in and out of there in one day and had everything done and ground the stumps and did everything. I tell you what, and they did it for the same price the other guy quoted he was going to, the guy that couldn't do it. They did it for the same price he quoted he was going to do it for. So it wasn't even being cheap. It was just picking the wrong one.
Yes. Well, I think that the big one that we had cut, my neighbor said, oh, you don't need to cut that. And it was leaning over towards his swimming pool. I said, yes, I do. And I think it was $2,000.
I'm taking down and all the stumps ground for $3,000.
Good, Dave, especially now, as busy as they are. This was, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But we were happy with their work. They did the same thing, took it down. Now, they did not grind the stump on that big one. But it's out there where it's not hurting anything. It's on the other side of Bernice's flower garden. So she sets flowers on it. And I drilled holes in it with a 5/8 or 3/4 inch auger bit. And then I poured tree stump killer in it. And it's going to go.
I just save them up until I get enough of them to where I can get a tree stump grinder out there. Over the years, I bet I've done close to 40 trees. That woman that built the house, she went to high school with me. She became a builder a lot later in life. And she loved trees. And that house was just covered with trees. Anyway, Tom, I'm sitting here at Ingles. I'm going to go in there and do some shopping and get out before the rain comes. You and Bernice, be careful on the road. Good talking to you this morning. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Have a good day, and we'll catch you down the line. W4DJW, N0TR Mobile.